recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. It should be my menu. Doggone. What's going on, Drewski?
So, yeah. So I thought today we'd hear a little Billy Mommy outtake. I'm looking forward to that. Wish people to the cornfield, which is something we were talking about yesterday.
Well, what I'm talking about.
But I want to build off that.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell me what you're talking about, then I'll build.
I don't mind the kid who wants to wish everyone into the cornfield. It's all the other guests at the party who are cowering, going, "It's a real good thing you did. It's a real good thing." That's what's going on. I've said it on my show multiple times. I don't mind all the talking heads who show up to do the news, in air quotes, about what went on the night before, the week before. I mind that there's five people and not one person raises their hand and goes, "Wait a minute, what are we really talking about here? I mean, fucking Al Franken, he wasn't even touching her tits. He was making a joke.
Pretending.
It's a comedian. She's wearing a flak jacket." It is never okay. It's never okay to screw around. He's Al Franken. What do we expect out of the guy?
Yeah.
He's a senator. He was doing a USO show.
He's a comedian.
He was screwing around. He's a comedian. He did what comedians do when people fall asleep on flights. They do something goofy. We really want to hold everyone by that standard? Do you think if that was your daughter, would you? No, I wouldn't give a shit if that were my daughter.
Yeah.
Or I'll tell you what. Let's make it your daughter, and let's say you have a choice. Your daughter can fall asleep on a C-130, and a comedian can take a picture where he never touched her tits, or she can get raped in a bathroom by a producer. What would you like for your daughter?
It's all the same.
No.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't get that answer. You know what answer you'd get?
Yeah.
None of the above. I would hope that we could build a society. No. It's hypothetical. You got to tell me.
Yeah.
Falls asleep while comedian pretends to grab her titties, although doesn't touch her titties over a flak jacket, or Harvey Weinstein corners her in a bathroom at a restaurant. You tell me. Or Bill Cosby slips her Mickey. You tell me. Or whatever. Oh, wait a minute. Let's say she's in a hot tub with Roman Polanski and she's 14. How about that? Would you like for your daughter? I'm all ears. I fucking miss. That's what I'm missing. Who's at that fucking table? You got five voices and they're all just saying the same thing? Ugh.
Yesterday, did I talk to you about, I was talking a little bit about the Playboy articles in the 70s. So I started going through some of them, found one entitled, multi-page article, full text, you know, the full page of text. The title was, "Just Slip It in Her Drink."
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
put your penis in her drink?
No, just the some drugs. But the point is that there was such the cultural shift from that is so messed up. It was just such a horrible decade. We and I have been championing that forever, and I don't think anybody really appreciates that's what this is the aftermath of. That's what all the negative feelings are about.
Except for the exquisite architecture that took place in the
70s. Oh, so good. It was so good. But the other thing that troubles me a lot is the accusations without some sort of procedure around it. Have you ever thought about where that's occurred in history, where accusations become just the case? You know, all you need to do is be accused?
Oh, I'd say the French Revolution.
Yes. Good. Excellent. Excellent.
The McCarthy thing drives me nuts. And hold on. Let me screen.
No, there was
McCarthy.
Process around that. They were wrong. It was a shitty process. But go ahead.
I want to thank LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, for the show. Download Pluto TV to all your favorite devices. And TrueCar.com.
But let's put McCarthy on it.
The McCarthy thing that drives me insane, is all of the people who are the – Hollywood looks at itself as a sort of community, I think. Mm. And, you know, they have the Lifetime Achievement Awards and In Memoriam and all that kind of stuff. You know, these are the people who came before us. And I've had an impacted assful of McCarthy talk. Like, this is as bad as McCarthy. You know, it's all – and it all comes from the Hollywood community – which is essentially saying you can't take someone's livelihood away based on allegations and innuendo or political affiliation or whatever it is. That's, they've been beating that drum for a million years.
Stopped.
Now, what happened? Oh, we heard Chris Hardwick was a douche to his girlfriend of 7 years ago. Good, fire him.
Off with his head.
Off with his head and out of a job.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch, like, the movie Trumbo, which Bryan Cranston stars in, is all about the horrors of being associated with this political group and basically not being losing your livelihood. That is a movie made by Hollywood, and guess who the hero is? Not McCarthy, the guy who was affiliated with the Communist Party.
But Chris wasn't what he was alleged to have been. You know what I mean?
At least communists were evil.
At least Trump was a communist.
I know. It's quite a bit worse, and the same community is cheering this behavior on? That's insane.
Look, Hitler Youth. Think about that, right? Stalin, Savonarola in Florence.
Yeah.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same thing. Whenever it has happened that accusation runs as fact without some sort of procedure around it, it's terrible for a society. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah. Well, I blame you, Drew. That's what I've always said.
Because of the book, 50 Years Will All Be Chicks.
No, I'm willing to say this shit all the time, and I always have been, and everyone else is fucking cowering, and they're exacerbating the problem. I'm not. They are. You have to sit. You have to experience the experience of sitting at a table on vacation with 10 people, explaining to them that the reason they don't enforce the leaf blower laws is because all the guys who have leaf blowers are Mexicans, and they don't want to come down on Mexicans because they don't want to appear to be tough on poor brown people, and have every single person at the table call you a racist and look at you like you're an asshole. And then you have to sit there and take it. It's so much easier to go, yeah, that's right. Why would we do that? No. It sucks to be that person who's moi, call myself a hero, but I will do that all the fucking time, and everyone will look at you and go, you're racist and you're insane. And you got to sit at a fucking table and deal with that.
Good news for you, by the way. Governor Brown has legalized street vending.
I know.
In California.
That's awesome.
So we got to all get rid of whatever brick and mortar stuff we have, because why should we have it? Why should we pay for that anymore? And employees. We don't need that anymore. Right? I mean, we're just unencumbered now. So let's break it out.
I got to tell you, that's the one thing. When I used to go to Tijuana when I was young, the first thing you would notice is the most shocking, not shocking, but biggest difference is all the street vending. Everyone coming at you.
Not anymore.
Selling stuff. Well, not anymore. Oh, no. We shall bridge.
Well, have you been to MacArthur Park lately? You driven through there?
Did someone leave the cake out in the rain again?
Alvarado Street.
Oh, MacArthur Park. I knew MacArthur Park had jumped the shark. Thank you. When I was driving in somewhere, and I saw somebody had, and there's tons of street vending, I'm sure. Somebody had washed their socks and underpants and stuff, like, in the lake.
Yeah.
And were drying it on the sign.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't read the sign anymore. It was Elysian Park or MacArthur Park or whatever. But they're, like, drying. They're doing their laundry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're heroes, Drew. All right. Let me tell you about LifeLock. Someone left the cake out in the rain. LifeLock, watch out for cyber scams centered around Hurricane Florence. I don't know if you guys knew about this. Use caution with any email containing a subject line attachment or hyperlink related to a hurricane. Be careful, man. Scammers also are using social media and unsolicited text. Thieves are lazy. They want to take your money. They want to do it easily. They don't want to be bit by a dog. So they're going to go online and they're going to steal your information. There's so many threats out there in today's connected world. Just takes a weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. It's LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can prevent cyber theft, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That's promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
All right. Someone wants to smoke pot with their kids. Someone's recently divorced. Ex-dating friend. Oh, boy. Let's see. Let me just talk to Mike. Mike, 48, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Not much. Just getting ready for the World Guacamole Championships.
Oh, yeah. Dawson. That's big, big news.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over Twitter. So I'm interested in both your perspective on this, Drew, for obvious reasons, but Adam, like you, I have boy-girl twins. They're 18 now,
mm-hmm.
and we're going back to Alberta for Christmas time, and it's all going to be legal up there. And I can't stop them from doing that. I'm just wondering if what you think about whether I should go out and have a beer with them, or I don't know what they're going to have for dispensaries up there. Or,
is alcohol legal for 18 there?
Yep.
Well. They're in college?
Sons work and daughters in college.
Are they drinking beer in college anyway?
Pardon?
Do they drink? Are they using alcohol in college?
I don't think my son doesn't do that much, but I think my daughter is.
Okay. I mean, it's a time to have. You could at least have a conversation with her about use of alcohol and bad outcomes.
Oh, I do. I do.
The pot, I worry about under 21. She may be doing whatever, so might he. But whenever you do stuff with them, you're giving them a license. Whenever you're doing something, that's a license for them to do it. So I'm not sure you want to give them that license just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's a whole bunch of rules here. It's sort of like sexuality, Don't go out and turn tricks. Don't slam their penis with a Bible. If you see them masturbating, you'll freak them out. I think my general approach to the stuff you don't want people to do is try not to build a ton of energy around it. Let them know, yeah, it's legal to do, but it's also legal to eat as many chili dogs as you want. It's not something you'd want to do because it'd end up physically hurting you. And one of the things I worry about with pot is we started a smear campaign, kind of a reefer madness campaign against pot, and then people start pushing back the other way to try to turn it into some sort of miracle drug. And the reality is that you're getting high, It's not helping, but it's not a lifestyle. We turn it into some sort of cultural phenomenon or something. Now, it was the fault of everyone who tried to demonize it that they're trying to turn it into a deity, and it's the wrong. It's a drug. It alters you. The least amount of time you could spend in an altered place, the better. But if you're watching some football games and sitting on the sofa and hanging out or going to a Doobie Brothers concert or something, so be it. If you're operating heavy equipment, then not so much. If you're doing it at work, then not so much.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a relationship. I don't know that it's a whole lot different than diet and exercise with a lot of people, or in my mind. It's a kind of a thing where it's like, I don't have a slice of pie with every meal, but you go on a cruise, they bring you a slice of pie for you're out at sea, have a slice of pie. Then when you come back, no pie. It's just that kind of a, more and more, Drew, I don't think these were decisions that needed to be made. I'm going to drill down on something.
Uh-oh. Okay. In the savannah during evolutionary development?
Yes.
Okay. They didn't have pie?
In the past, things were not accessible. And when they weren't accessible, There was no such thing as spending too much time on the internet looking at pornography, because there was no pornography and there was no there were no pictures of naked women. So forget about that. Spending a bunch of time doing that or playing video games or ingesting things, you know, sugary snacks or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, stuff started getting introduced into our life, television sets and big chub packs of Oreo cookies and stuff. And then we had to kind of work it a little. Like, I can't sit in front of that TV set and polish off that whole brick of Oreo cookies. I got to take it easy. But then it became difficult for some people. And now we're living in a world where there's drive-thrus. It's 24/7. Just think about the 24/7 aspect of it.
I sometimes think about sugar itself. I mean, sugar wasn't around until a couple hundred years ago.
Just right.
Didn't have it. And then we only had it because of slavery.
Right.
Which is crazy. And then most of it was turned to molasses and rum anyway.
Right.
It's just a very strange history we have with that product.
And think about how insanely, profoundly
reinforcing.
You know, I mean, look. Yeah. I was at my house the other day, as I'm apt to be and do. Walked up to the entry hall. I saw him pull a pack of Oreos out of the drawer where you keep the dog leash and the flashlight and the sunglasses. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it's Natalia.
Mm.
They have to hide it. My wife and Olga. I'll open my drawer, my desk in my office. It'd be a big thing of Oreos in there. I'd be like, who's? Oh, yeah, we have to hide them.
Because Olga and your wife will eat them?
No, they have to hide them from Natalia.
Oh, they have to hide them from Natalia. I see.
Thank you for listening.
I thought you said Natalia hit them. I'm sorry.
Well, no, she's hidden from Natalia other, yeah. Because she will tear the kitchen apart. I mean, for her, it's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
My son is not wired that way, so he can have 3 or 4 Oreos and then go back in his room or whatever. But she'll get to them, and they hide them.
It's like Phil.
It's worse. and she'll have to like go in her room while they go get it out of the secret hiding spot.
Wow,
I know. But that's sugar, man.
Mm.
I'm sure it'll give way to other things later on.
Pluto TV. Let's think about. Good things. Let's think about the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 television channels, thousands of movies, all on demand, completely free. Never ask for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up. You just go to your app store and you download the Pluto TV app. Do it while I'm talking to you. It is easy and it's completely legal, and you'll watch your favorite shows and hit movies, and it's all for free. Download the app, and instantly what comes up is a menu, just like you're accustomed to seeing from your cable provider or from a satellite provider. And this you never pay for, and you should never pay for TV again. All you have to do is download Pluto TV. Don't wait. Downloading Pluto TV is free on all your devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere you stream. Put that Pluto TV and you can watch television, all those movies, all those free channels, including Chassis, now available on channel 501. Hopefully I'll get a channel together in there one of these days soon. Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV. Do not wait. Do it now.
All right, let's see. Want to talk to the guys divorced up there?
Fine, okay.
Hey, Matt, 33, Tacoma.
Adam, Drew, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Hey, so about 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about, I've just recently moved back to sort of home area, and I was thinking about, hey, you know, I've been hitting up some of my friends recently that I used to know, kind of reestablishing some relationships. There's another friend of mine. So I was thinking about it, and then things got kind of busy, and I found out about a week ago that he's been dating my ex-wife now for about a year. She just moved back here as well, and I was really taken aback by it, just because, you know, we are friends. Also, this isn't the first time that people I've considered to be friends have gone out and pursued her.
Uh-oh. Is that why you guys got divorced?
We got separated. I found emails from one of her coworkers who I considered to be a friend. And we actually ended up patching up there for about 5 years. Unfortunately, we had a child in between that time. And, yeah, it just kind of seems to be now a repetition kind of her MO. But I was angry at first, and then I realized I was angry at him, and I don't really have any good reason to be angry. I mean, they started dating about 3 months before our divorce was finalized, so I can be mad about that, but I'm really not that mad. He's not exactly what you call a winner. So I'm a little concerned about that with my son, but also, you know, I don't want things to be weird, and I don't want things to be secretive, and to be honest, he's kind of a puss, so...
But listen, not only that, we'll take your side and agree he's a puss. But look, she moved back to a town where, guess what, everyone in and around her age or people you went to school with, you might know, you could be friends with them. It makes sort of sense, right?
It ain't that small. So the fact that she's kind of gravitated back towards someone, I mean, I see why. It's familiar. I see why she's doing it. Be honest, I don't see it lasting because a lot of the reasons that we got divorced, a lot of the reasons on his end are just exacerbated to a higher degree.
But what on my end, what so. Is it? Well, what are you exactly asking?
I feel like this has been gnawing on me all week, and it's been getting a little better, but I really just want to contact him, and my anger is over with. I just don't like this being weird, and I don't want to have to worry about running into the guy and him being all scared and trying to run away from me or something. I want to let him know, hey, I get it. It's cool.
Well,
I'm
all right.
A little upset that
hold on.
Been on the porch for the last 12 years.
Right. You are going to show up to pick up your son and he's going to be at her house or that kind of thing?
Nah, not really. I mean, we have a mutual meeting spot when we do. It's kind of like you know how they, in old spy movies, they have a dead drop.
Yeah,
I would
in a hollow tree.
I would let it go. I wouldn't do
what,
it.
When are you going to run into this guy?
He lives in the area, so it's very possible that at some point.
Drew lives in my area. I never run into him.
Right.
I don't feel like you.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
I'm with Drew in that it's moving on, let the sands go through the hourglass, and things have a way of getting progressively less weird as the months turn into years and you just kind of move on. And, you know, everyone's experienced this or some version of it. And it sometimes makes it weirder when you have to stop and confront it. Look, I understand if he's moving into the house and you're going over there and picking up your son and he's answering the door, you know, that's a different thing. You guys are going to the DMZ and dropping the kid off at Checkpoint Charlie, and you're collecting him there. I don't know. I just feel like this. Let this one go, and maybe you have some feelings about it, and that's fine. You should have feelings, or you could have feelings, and they'll diminish a little bit as the days wear on, and just kind of moving on.
To me, this feels like an important exercise in being divorced.
Right.
Like, let it go.
Well, also, maybe it's part of the theme, but could more people just fucking keep walking? Does everyone have to stop and comment or straighten everything out or cast a vote? Or
we're weirdly in that zone right now. I guess social media made people used to that or something.
It sounds burdensome and foreign to me, like literally stopping and chiming in on every I realize part of it's my job, but I just mean like taking to Twitter and siding with this person or siding with that person. It just feels weird to me.
You know what's interesting?
Feels like I feel pretty unqualified.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like we've got a generation now that's interested in, well, they're interested in making a difference, which is great, but they're interested in sort of imposing their will. I think a little more focus on like being happy and productive
I wish for my kids so much that they're just, well, this is why I'm convinced that the happiest people that I come around with, and I don't mean happy like Dick Van Dyke clicking your heels together happy, I just mean satisfied, are the people that have something to do, people that prep the race cars, the people that ship them, the people that drive them. All the people I'm going to see at the track, there's no talk about they don't know what's going on in the world of politics. They're too focused on fixing their car. They have an outside distraction, and it's taken up a lot of their brain, and they don't know what's going on with Judge Kavanaugh. They wouldn't know. I mean, the one thing you can call it ill-informed, but I'll tell you the one thing about all the blue-collar guys I've ever worked with. They have no fucking idea what's going on policy-wise with anything. And you can go, oh, well, they're out of it or whatever. Well, you're not making any policy change, those who are informed. You're more plagued by it than you're making any change. So why not just join the happy people that are living their lives?
Yeah. Sort of overwhelming to think about.
Well, they don't.
It's too much envy. There's too much envy in acting out stuff. To get that, you know, I hope we get that under control, but it feels like it's just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Envy is a very powerful emotion. You know what I mean? We got to knock them down, knock them down, knock them down. That's what envy is all about. And that's narcissism. And if I don't know that anyone's ever studied the course of that, whether people burn out on it. You know, they get, you know, I think what they do is they get sort of a catharsis. Eventually they destroy enough people that they're like, okay, done now. It's like aggression, kind of.
Well, there's a thing, I think, you know, when one person is laying on the ground and they're writhing in pain and a group of townspeople have
gathered
around that person and somebody says, this tyrant deserves our ire. And I spit upon ye.
Yeah.
And he spit on him, and the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
There's another guy standing next to that guy. Goes, well, I like the sound of that cheer. Then that guy stands up and goes,
oh, yes.
Oh, spitting is too good
for
this tyrant. Everyone, yeah, huzzah, huzzah.
Yeah.
Aye, good sir. We'll kick you in the testicles.
Right. So
and now they cheer again. So there's some other douche who's standing next to that guy going, I see how this is working.
Yeah.
I'd like a little of this.
So guess what's working? What's happening? So what is each of those douches acquiring as they gather momentum?
They're getting a kind of an endorphin thing.
It feels good.
Man. I like the way this sounds.
And granted status for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, normally, I would have to go slay a fucking dragon to get some status in this town.
Yes.
But slaying a dragon sucks. Just talk to, don't talk to them. They're dead.
Yeah.
All the guys are got eaten by the fucking dragon.
Right.
I'd much rather kick this guy's writhing in pain and get myself a little glory over here.
So riding on the envy of the crowd, what I express is outrage.
Right.
And I get my status through outrage. Think about that.
Right.
That's what we're in right now.
Well, not me, because I'm always like, what did the guy do? And they go, he stole someone's wooden spoon. And I go, oh, well, those are cheap, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I got an extra
one. But he stole. He's a criminal.
Right. My thing is like, what did he do again? And why are we going nuts? And maybe we should reel it in a little bit.
We never got to Billy Mommy. We'll have to do it tomorrow.
You guys find that episode?
I've got it. I'm just not positive if I have the right in for you, but I've got it.
We want people backing away from him.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a decent in for it then. It may have a little bit of head on it unless you want it to just come in right when they're back.
It's just going to be a bunch of scared people at the party going, it's a real good thing you done, boy. A real good thing.
Tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll play it tomorrow. That's fine. I'll tell you guys about TrueCar. I don't know why. It just seems stupid. Everything feels a little Twilight Zone-y, but it's a real good thing you did is what feels. It just feels like everyone's scared shitless.
But Twilight Zone was sort of an exploration of what if something became excessive? Like what if you – I remember there was one where there was a guy that wanted to be a comedian and everyone's laughed at it. He wished to have everyone laugh at him all the time, and then he went through life like that, and it was a tragedy. It's always like what if things become excessive in some weird cultural wrinkle, and we're living in the Twilight Zone right now.
I am confused. I'm confused by politicians in their 60s and 70s as much as I'm confused by like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Like it doesn't make sense to me. The guys I'm most confused – it's funny. For me and my ire and my confusion, it's not the person. Like we have this – female senator from like Hawaii who's obviously a super fucking low IQ chick. Like she fucking, she has, first off, her grammar's all fucked up. Secondly, she's a fucking dunce. And she's like, I want to say, it's time to believe women and men, step up and step back. We don't believe you. Like she seems like a crackpot. Like she seems like, you know how
crackpot.
Well, no, she seems low IQ. Like she has difficulty with her pronouns and stuff. Yeah. She's having difficulty describing things. Yeah. I don't even know. She doesn't track clearly.
Yeah.
I think she's dyed her hair too many times and it's poisoned her brain. Now, I don't mind her. She's nuts and she's got an agenda. The guy always freaks me out is the 63-year-old guy who's standing behind her feverishly nodding his head. Like, I don't mind Maxine Waters at Griffith Park shouting nonsense into a bullhorn. Who's the 54-year-old guy who's there in the front row yelling, yeah?
It's the same,
who's that guy?
Same guy.
She's a batty fucking bitch. And I've known she's been nuts her my entire career. Who's this dude?
That's the spinning is too good. That's the spinning is too good guy.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's the ones that pile on.
I couldn't imagine. What is that nutty Hawaiian? What is her name?
The God. Senator. She's a senator, right?
She has difficulty speaking. She's like, and men, it's your time to stand up and shut up. Or sit down and start talking. Jesus fucking Christ. She can barely string a sentence together. You know what I get? Half of the stuff I get from watching all these news shows? I'm like, oh my God, we elect some dumbass fucking people. I mean, some of these people are fucking rock dumb. I don't mean dumb like, oh, they disagree with you, Adam, so they're dumb. No, I hear them speak. They're dumb. I hear a lot of these people attempting to articulate themselves, and they can't do it. It's crazy, right?
Yes.
What a life.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you about TrueCar, and then we'll find some Twilight Zone for you later on. MSRP, you might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Let's go, people. Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Confusing. Introducing True Price from TrueCar. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your TrueCar price or your True Price is a great price because TrueCar shows you what other people paid. And you know it's for the exact same car. You lock in your price. Apples to apples, certified dealers set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, and that's about it, you can visit TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Max Apata's used this over here. Kalen Bean has used it over here. It is TrueCar. Some features not available in all states. It's TrueCar. Go to AdamCarolla.com if you want to find out about some live shows coming up in Phoenix and Anaheim, California as well. Chassis got some good stuff on there. You can pre-order Uppity. Working hard on that. Get some nice merch at AdamCarolla.com. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com. I said I'll be creating an audiobook out of the Opium series. You want to listen to the whole thing, I'll put it out there. And join me at Instagram, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Drew Pinsky. I'm doing some live Instagram TV there, so please join me there.
And check out Rob Has a Podcast on Podcast One, everybody. Until next time, I'm Kroll, the Dr. Sam. Mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? Nope, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free. And do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.